just 5 minutes after the 11 o'clock hour. Good morning, Northern Colorado. Welcome to the whole show powered by PDC Energy. It is a snowy Wednesday out there. Hopefully everybody is safe, staying home, whatever. I'm staying home today. I don't like to do that. I don't like to stay home and do the show, but that's just kind of where we are at this point. So welcome into the show. It's funny because we had the coaches show last night, the UNC coaches show, and Blake Olson did the show last night, the voice of UNC Bears football, and he dropped off the equipment, or he had the equipment at his house, and he's texting me. He's like, okay, I'm dropping him off at my house. You can come by and pick it up this morning. So I knew he was in my neighborhood, fairly close by. I didn't realize how close. He gave me the directions, and so I got out. I'm like, I could probably just walk it, so I'm going to walk it. He is literally like five houses away from me. He's like right down the neighborhood. So it was cool. I walked up to their house at 6:15 this morning in my hoodie. Had my hood up. It was cold. And so I walked up to their house. So apologies if I freaked anybody out at the Olson house this morning. So that was fun. It's always you never know what's going to happen in these snowy days. And then my neighborhood, I'm walking along. It's still kind of dark out. I think it was a little bit dark. Whatever. Maybe the sun was coming up. And my neighbor's out. He's got the big snow bulldozer thingy going on there. And he looks over at me, and I got the hood on, so you can't really see, you know, who I am. And he goes, "Hey, Greg." And I'm like, I'm across the street, so I'm not, I don't want to get into this whole, like, it's cold, it's snowy. I'm not going to be like, "Hey, no, I'm not Greg, man." And he goes, "Hey," he shuts his machine off, looks across the street and goes, "Hey, by the way, I hear congratulations are in order." So at this point, I have to make a decision. Do I keep going with the Greg thing? And I don't want to embarrass the guy. So do I, or do I tell him, no, man, I'm not Greg. Thought about it for a second, and finally I'm just kind of like, I'm Brady. And he goes, oh, and he just looks down, starts his machine up, starts bulldozing some snow again. He's like two doors down from me, bro. He is two houses down from me. And once I tell him I'm not Greg, he doesn't know who I am. So that was kind of sad. And then I came back, though. I walked back. I got the equipment from Blake's house. And I'm walking back, and I see him, and I looked at him again. It was awkward. You know, it's already awkward. He looks up at me. He's like, oh, crap, that's the guy that's not Greg. And then so I finally – clearly he doesn't know me. It just makes me feel depressed about the fact that I don't know my neighbors at all. And so I just looked at him. I said, all right, I got to know. What are you congratulating Greg for? And he goes, well, Greg's expecting. And I'm like, freaking A. That's awesome. I have no idea who Greg is. So I said, good luck with the bulldozing. And this walked away. Michael Kirkpatrick is producing the show today. Micah, does that make me a bad person that I just have no idea who my neighbors are? They have no idea who I am. And I have no idea who Greg is, which, by the way, congratulations, Greg. His family's expecting, so that's pretty cool. Am I a bad neighbor?
Well, I don't know my neighbors, and they don't know me, so I guess we're both in the same boat.
Yeah, it happens, man. Michael, I appreciate you, my friend, for jumping in. You shoveled today. How you doing? How are your arms doing? You feeling okay? Feeling good?
My heart has been pounding for 30 minutes, so I think I'm about to have a heart attack.
Oh, dude, shoveling snow.
Snow was not fun to shovel.
It was a thicker snow. It wasn't the powdery stuff that just easily one shovel and it's like you scoop for about half a second and your shovel's already full as you're pushing. So you kind of have to figure something out there. It's not the light stuff, man. So, you're probably going to be sore tomorrow.
Oh yeah. I'm already sore.
Michael Kirkpatrick, appreciate you, man. Angel can't get out of his house. I can't get out of my house. Apparently I probably could have made it in. But by the time I set up all the equipment and everything, I'm like, you know what?
This couch is comfortable.
No, I'm sitting in my office. Like, I got a little home office here. It's nice. I got some work to do. I'm surrounded by Micah, can you guess what's hanging on my wall? Just take some guesses. I got five things hanging on my wall. I want you to take a guess.
A dead mouse?
No, that's not hanging on my wall. I would never do that. You know me better than that. There's no way I would hang a dead mouse on my wall. In the window well across the office, there's curtains there. I've shut them, thank goodness. There are three dead mice there.
Three dead mice.
I know. I've heard that a lot on Twitter already after I posted it. Can you guess what's on my wall? Take a guess.
Is it a Nuggets jersey?
No, you're close, but no Nuggets jersey.
A Broncos jersey?
No. No jerseys. I'm not a jersey guy.
Is it a Nuggets poster and is a Jokic poster?
Okay, yes, you got one right. It's a framed picture of Nikola Jokic going up against the Knicks about 3 years ago. It's signed, by the way. And there's two, like, Nikola Jokic cards, right, like basketball cards, right next to it. So you got one. Any other guesses? You got one. There's four more.
Is it a picture of me?
No, that's at my office at work. Obviously, I don't take my work home with me.
Okay. I'm going to say something Delta O'Neal.
Why would Delta O'Neal be on my wall?
Oh, you were a big fan of his.
You know me too well, my friend. No Broncos fan listening. I will give I got another used stapler here on my desk. If anybody can tell me Delta O'Neal's number, his jersey number that he
24.
Wore. Yeah, well, you don't get the used stapler. So you just gave it away. So appreciate that. Thus ends the radio competition for the day. Micah, let the cat out of the bag. All right, another guess. Another guess here. Come on. It's got something to do with CSU.
Van Pelt.
Why would I have a Bradley Van Pelt? Like, I'm not against Bradley Van Pelt. I'm just not a big Bradley Van Pelt guy. Come on. Who am I a big fan of for CSU?
Isaiah Stevens.
That's next year. I'll have that on my wall next year. David Roddy, signed picture, Duncan, posterizing an Air Force defender who looks like you shoveling snow, actually. He looks cold.
Slightly dead?
He looks cold, slightly dead, terrified. Why am I out here? What has led me to this point?
Crying.
And David signed it. He wrote me a personalized message on there. That's going to be worth millions of dollars someday. All right, so that's one. That's two. I have two little banners next to it, little kind of long banner type deals. I don't know what you call them, pennant type deal. Can you guess the teams? I got two of them. There's two teams on my wall behind me. Go on.
One's Broncos and one's Nuggets.
You are a great guy. All right, the fifth one, you're never going to get this one. It has nothing to do with sports. So this is, I'm looking at it right now. Go ahead. What's on my wall?
Audioslave.
No. No
something,
music.
So it's not something having to do with Audioslave.
No music, nothing like that. No.
And it's not a dead mouse.
Why would I hate mice. Why would I want to look at a mouse?
And it's not, well, it can't be dead mouse either because that's music.
Mm-hmm. Go on.
I'm drawing a blank here.
What band is Dead Mouse?
A dead mouse is like a techno dude.
That sounds like a terrible
techno DJ dude. Not very good.
It's not interesting. It's just a mountainous landscape. That's it. It's just a picture of mountains with a river cutting through. So that's it. That's
river,
it. That's all.
A river runs through it.
A river runs through. Yeah, Brad Pitt's in there somewhere, I'm sure. First Advantage Bank text line 888-530-0043. My poll question of the day. Michael's going to love this because he's a big Nuggets guy. Is this the best Nuggets team that we're seeing? Are we seeing the best Nuggets team in franchise history? And I want to remind listeners, all right, I screwed up. Dalen Kuntz, we were texting last night. I thought he needed just to go by phone today. He was like, dude, can we do a different time? We have a Zoom film study today that we're doing at 11 o'clock. So normally the Dalen Kuntz show is at 11 o'clock on Wednesdays. We're going to do that tomorrow at 11 o'clock. So if you're listening, tomorrow on Thursday, 11 o'clock, we'll have the Dalen Kuntz Show presented by Renaissance Insurance and Top Shelf Printers. Love what they do. Love those businesses for supporting this program each and every week. And the Bears, you know, they're looking to get back at it tomorrow night. They have Eastern Washington coming up. Eastern Washington, 12-7, but 6-0 in the conference. That's going to be a very tough matchup for the University of Northern Colorado. But they did just get a nice win against Portland State. They were down by 14 starting the second half and found a way to end up winning that game 69-67 over Portland State on the road. Dalton Connect over 30 points. What a game by him. Dalen Kuntz was great. Matt Johnson was great. The usual cast was well, all right, great. I'm not going to say great. Dalen wasn't great through 80% of that game, but he was great at the end. And in basketball, a lot of times You don't have guys like Nikola Jokic that are just playing 100% of the game where they're just unstoppable. You have a lot of guys that are good players, but maybe they just don't have it that night. But great players find a way at the end of a game to put yourself in a position to win it ultimately, and that's certainly what this team did. So, you know, the Bears trying to get back at it tomorrow night against Eastern Washington. That's going to be at home. Slight updates for you as far as cancellations and non-cancellations. The CSU Rams will play tonight against San Diego State. It's going to be a whiteout. Micah, how fitting is that? They're going to have the whiteout night as we've had all this snow today. So that's just...
It's like they knew.
It's kind of like they knew. Okay, true story. I got a text this morning at like 4:30 from the CSU administration. Because we're on the text list, the email list, and all that stuff for, you know, cancellations, all that, CSU, UNC, the schools, all that stuff. So my phone, like, I'm up early on these days. I'm up early anyway, but I'm up really early on these days. And I get a text, and it's an official text. It's like, hey, it's not hey. It just says, Colorado State closing Wednesday, January 18th. That's it. And I just wrote back, thank you. And then I get the following text, love your show. So, like, that's pretty cool. I always just imagine it's like an automated text back there. Or it's, you know, some secretary with big giant glasses that's just behind a computer typing this stuff in. And they just put it out there and it's done. But we get a text back from the administration of CSU saying, I love the show. So I appreciate that, my friend. And appreciate the update. But, yeah, a lot of cancellations today.
Hey, Brady?
Yeah.
You know those websites where you can go and put your phone number in and make it look like your phone number is something else?
I don't know what you're speaking of, but go on.
Well, you can go and text someone and make it look like your phone is someone else so you can pretend to be an administrator from CSU.
Oh, so you think it's I got faked? I got faked out here?
Oh, Brady, I love your show.
You think somebody texted me in that wasn't CSU? And said, we would love your show.
I would like to apologize. I was feeling very...
Oh, that was you.
Yeah, I was feeling very mischievous at 4 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, you were up, man. You were walking in this thing. You don't drive. People that know you don't drive.
And I don't have any drive.
Which means you can get anywhere. Because, like me, I'm like, oh, I can't drive. I can't even go out in my front driveway. I can't drive, so I can't even walk outside. You're the opposite of that. You're like, snow, it doesn't matter. I'm going to be walking either way, so I'm going to make it through.
Yeah, and the best part is going to work. It's slightly downhill, so it's a little easier. Coming back home?
Going back is going to be the issue. Going back is going to be the issue. That's uphill. Yes, sir.
At least it's not uphill in the snow both ways like, you know, my father and grandfather did.
Or even me back in the day.
Back in our day.
All right, so you went to – where'd you go to high school? Fort Collins?
I did. I am a Lampkin.
Okay, so did you ever get? I'm gonna vent here, and I'm not saying anybody is wrong for canceling school today or whatever. I get it. As I sit here in my office, I'm fine with canceling and stuff. But did you ever get like, hey, it might snow tomorrow. We're canceling school. Did you get that kind of stuff up here in this northern Colorado world we live in now?
I don't remember having that many storms that affected us other than when I like the day I moved here we had like 6 inches of snow, but I don't recall having a lot of storms that would close the schools. This is unusual for me.
We had snow days for sure, maybe one or two a year.
Well, you lived on the eastern plains, didn't you?
I did.
I lived in the cities where there were plows.
Yeah, we don't even know. We don't take kindly to those plows out there in eastern Colorado. But I never remember, and this didn't happen. It's not that I don't remember it. We didn't get like an update that said, again, we didn't get updates like we do nowadays. We didn't have Facebook, cell phone, all that stuff. We didn't get like, oh, by the way, school's going to be canceled tomorrow because snow might be coming. We got it in the morning. We would get up early, get ready for school, shower, you know, get your breakfast, watch the news, and then we'd sit there and listen to the radio or watch the news or whatever, and we'd look for, on the news, we'd look for at the bottom of that thing, you know, the bottom little banner thing that's going, to see if our school was canceled or we'd listen on the radio, and it'd be like, Cheyenne Wells is canceled, Burlington is canceled.
And you'd say, thank God for the Eastern Plains.
No, I would not, because shortly after the excitement of, oh, we got school canceled, my dad would come marching up the stairs saying, all right, looks like you're here for the day, so we're going to go out and do stuff.
Sure time.
Yeah, so it wasn't great. But I'm just saying, like, we didn't have that. And because back in that day, and I'm not saying 90s kids are tough or anything, which they are. They're much tougher than what we're seeing. It was, if there's snow, we'll cancel. But if there's, you know, if there's, okay, there's a forecast, and we love Cody Wilson, we love his forecast, but it's still weather. Cody doesn't control it. So there's a chance it might not be as bad as they think. We've heard that several times over the years. So our administration was like, dude, we'll cancel it when we look out the window at 5 in the morning and there's snow on the ground. We're not going to cancel it because there might be a storm coming in. We weren't doing that stuff. It's crazy to me. But, you know, everybody's safe. They're inside, whatever. I'm just it's different. I honestly, I was going to drive in today. But I already had the equipment, so.
You know, Brady, maybe drivers nowadays are just that terrible. Maybe schools are responding to how awful drivers are, and they're like, eh, we don't want so many accidents.
Maybe.
We're going to keep everyone at home because Colorado drivers. Sorry, Colorado, but you're awful.
Well, and Colorado drivers like to complain about California drivers.
Yeah. You know, like, I always bring up the example, my grandmother. She was the little old lady from Colorado Springs, making fun of that song, Little Old Lady from Pasadena. But, like, right. She would blame the California drivers right before she would cut one off and send one off a cliff. Like, she was a horrible driver. And there are a lot of those people who were just like, I'm going to Ford F-150 80 miles an hour in the snow.
Yeah.
No. Come on, guys. Be reasonable. Uh-huh. Be good drivers.
I've noticed two extremes. So the worst driving experience I've ever had in my life was like 3 weeks ago when I took the week off, but I did commit to doing a couple of shows down in Denver. I work with some of the great radio folks down there at KOA, and I do some of the night shows, pop down there, and love it. I absolutely love Denver. I love going down there. As a kid, I dreamt of being in the big city and all that stuff. I had heard there was going to be a storm, but I'm stubborn in that way where I'm like, it'll be fine. So I'm down there, no snow yet. I start the show. It's a 6 o'clock to 9 o'clock show at night. And I start the show 7:38. The snow starts coming in and I'm thinking, oh boy, this is going to be interesting. I get out into my car and it's nasty, dude. It is absolutely awful. I get on the interstate. I'm seriously thinking about, you know, getting a hotel because it's that bad. It was it took me 2 hours to get from Denver to my house in Timnath. So I didn't get home till like 11:30 or so, 2.5 hours, I think. But there's two extremes that I noticed on the interstate because again, that's the worst I've ever driven on the interstate. When we've had this kind of weather, and there's the slow guy that goes like five to 10 miles per hour.
There's your California driver.
They're going right lane, left lane. Either way, they don't care. Lanes don't matter in the snow anymore. And they're going so slow that it's dangerous to do that. And I'm thinking here, I got my defroster on. I got my heater on, everything. But as I'm driving, it's getting colder. The snow's blowing harder. And the sides of my window are frosting up again, even though I got the defroster on. And I'm thinking, bro, the longer we're out here, the worse it is going to get. Because the forecast was like, it's going to stop at 6 o'clock or whatever. And then there's the opposite guy. There's the bro. There's the big dude, or maybe he's a little dude, in his gigantic pickup, and he's going 55 to 60. And I'm looking at him, like, and then when he drives by you, he smashes all that snow up into your windshield. And I'm thinking, my gosh, if we all just go like 25, because it was that bad. So I'm going like 25 to 30. And it was that bad. And you got the two extremes. Both of them are dangerous. Be a normal person, be a good human being, and just drive a little bit slower. Don't drive like an idiot. Unless you're like 99 years old, you probably should have called your grandson and gotten a ride or something. But you should not be on the road if you're going to drive 5 miles per hour. You should not be on the road if you're going to drive 50 plus when the snow and the ice and everything is that bad. So
Yeah,
if you caution.
Just because you drive a tank doesn't mean you should drive it like a tank. Like, yeah. just be considerate. There are other drivers who don't know how to drive very well.
You have to take account for all of it. All right, I'm going to take a quick break. Again, the Dalen Coons Show will be tomorrow. I'm texting Dalen back and forth. And dude, he must think I'm an idiot. I'm like, hey, we're calling now, dude. And he's like, no, yesterday when we text, I was asking if we could do a different time. I'm like, oh, I'm just rereading your text. My bad. So we're going to talk to Dalen tomorrow at 11 o'clock. We're looking forward to that. Coming up on the show later today, we'll have Mark Johnson, the voice of the Colorado Buffaloes. What did you guys make of the first meeting, the first team meeting for the Buffs? I mean, you got the assistant coach, one of them. It's like a drill sergeant. It's crazy. It's all up on video. You can check it out on Twitter. We'll play some of that for you coming back. Also, the Denver Nuggets, Nikola Jokic, the GOAT. Sorry, Micah. Joker's the GOAT. No more John Elway. It's Nikola Jokic. We'll be right back.
Join Clark Johnson and Bruce Dick for Clark and the Coach. Weekdays at 10 on Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
This is Nico Carvacho, former CSU Ram, current pro basketball player, and you're listening to The Hall Show with my good friend, Brady Hall.
Welcome back into the whole show, powered by PDC Energy. Love being here with you guys today. I'm doing the show from the old home office today, so bear with me. I like doing the show in the studio. It's much better, but here we are. First Advantage. The Allo Communications home office, yes. First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043. Michael, I haven't – now you constantly look like a Bronco has, you know, kind of thrown up on you. And I mean that in the nicest way possible. So you're a big Bronco guy. Any thoughts on – or any hopes and wishes and wants as far as the next head coach? Is there a name out there that you want to see be the next head coach for the Denver Broncos?
Frankly, I'm open to it. I'm open to
– So you don't care?
Look, I've had hope for many different coaches, and they've never hired a guy that I've wanted, and they've missed the last several times. And you know what? I'm gonna trust the Walmarts to do the job. Just to hire some. They're probably gonna hire someone with experience. Just do it and do it right. I'm not gonna speculate because I'm going to be wrong again.
So, I've talked about this a lot, and I've just been thinking about it more and more. Like, honestly, I knew about Bountygate. I was, you know, shortly after that, I was doing a show. I mean, it was the 2009 season. I know about Bountygate. I know that Sean Payton was suspended, and I know that, you know, Greg Williams was suspended indefinitely at the time, and then he got back on his roster. Angel and I were talking about this yesterday. Like, you want to protect players. You want to talk about safety for players. It's amazing to me that you look back at anybody on that roster. That was the year they won the Super Bowl. And I don't think they should take the Super Bowl away because I don't think that incentivized them to win the Super Bowl. I think Bountygate incentivized them to hurt people, which I guess maybe helped them win the Super Bowl. I'm not a big asterisk guy. I got to have bubble basketball in order for me to really put an asterisk on there. But this, if this would have happened in college football, if Sean Payton and his staff would have been the guys in charge of paying play, well, of course you can't pay players anyway, but if this would have been college football and you're paying players to hurt guys, we'd never hear their names again. They would be gone from sports for the rest of our lives. If we heard this story in the NFL today, in 2023, and it came out that, I don't know, Doug Peterson was a part of, he was the head coach of a team that was paying players, incentivizing players to hurt other players, then they would be gone. because we're talking about concussions. We're talking about Damar Hamlin. We're talking about Tua Tagovailoa. We're talking about those players that go down and get hurt. And we're all so worried, and we're hoping and praying, and we're praying for you guys, and we love you guys, and we hope you get the best. And then you're like, when's the game going to be, bro? You know, when are they rescheduling this game? I'm going to watch it. So we're so worried about the safety. You have a head coach, a soon-to-be, again, head coach, that was a part of Bountygate, that managed a football team, that paid players to hurt players. I mean, the Saints beat the Minnesota Vikings in 2009, Brett Favre, in the NFC Championship game. That's when people started to go, wait, these dudes are paying people. Saints defensive end Bobby McCray, defensive tackle Remy Ayodele, they knocked Favre to the ground with a big hit. They kept hitting him. They kept going at him. No penalty was called. They kept going at him hardcore. Vikings coach at the time, Brad Childress, said that there were at least 13 instances where he felt the Saints deliberately went after Brett Favre. Find out later, Clark Judge, NFL columnist for CBS Sports at the time, he said several Vikings assistants told him they believe McCray was acting on direct orders from Williams, Greg Williams, the defensive coordinator, with at least one being so outraged he threatened to punch Williams in the face next time they met. Vikings players at that point started to signal to the NFL that there were people on that team that were paying players to hurt other people. The investigation came out in the 2010 offseason. An anonymous player told NFL officials that the Saints had targeted Brett Favre and Kurt Warner as part of a bounty program administered by Williams. The NFL security department found allegations credible enough to open the investigation. At the time, all the players and the coaches, keep this in mind, folks, you Sean Payton lovers out there, the coaches denied it. That means Sean Payton denied it. They all denied that any bounty program existed. Then the NFL dug a little bit deeper in 2010 about deliberate attempts to injure players during the 2009-2010 playoffs. Investigation stalled again in the 2011 season. Then in 2012, they had opened it back up. They had evidence that Greg Williams had created a program soon after his arrival in 2009 and alleged that between the 22 and 27 Saints players were involved. Williams and the players pooled their own money to pay out performance bonuses. It also, this investigation, I've got the investigation, the court order in front of me. It asserted that head coach Sean Payton tried to cover up the whole scheme. He tried to cover it up, and the general manager, Mickey Loomis, failed to shut it down when ordered to do so by team owner Tom Benson. So Mickey Loomis found out. Sean Payton tried to cover it up. And then they kept doing it. Tom Benson, the owner, is like, dude, we gotta. What are we doing here? We can't be doing this crap. And Mickey Loomis didn't shut it down fast enough. And Sean Payton tried to cover it up. Sean Payton lied, bro. He lied to the NFL. They investigated him in 2010. And they said, no, this is ludicrous. We aren't doing that crap. And then they finally came out and said he tried to cover it up. We're in love with Sean Payton. Why? I'm asking the question. Why are we forgetting about this? The same people that are like, we got to protect this game and we got to make sure everybody's safe and happy and da-da-da-da-da. But Sean Payton, I'd love to see him as the next head coach. You know he's a part of Bountygate. Well, that's just football. They're just going out hurting each other. Are you kidding me? It's not just football. And he tried to cover it up. He lied, bro.
Brady, when you say, you know, protect this game, protect these players, replace game and players with money. Because that's what the higher-ups look at the most.
True.
And that's
true.
A problem.
Okay. But don't you think there's a problem in this society, though? And I'm not going to talk politics. I'm not going to talk racism and all that stuff. I know what John Gruden typed. I know what was in his email. But are you telling me right now that John Gruden saying something racist, we all know the remark, I don't dare touch it because it's awful. It was awful what he said. But are you telling me, and I'm just asking, are you telling me that what John Gruden typed in comparing a black man's lips to Michelin tires is worse than Sean Payton and his coaching staff paying players, incentivizing players to hurt players, and then lying about it? Are you telling me that's worse?
Words are not violence.
So Gruden's out of the NFL. He'll never get hired again. He will never get hired again. And I'm gonna bet on it right now. I don't think he ever gets hired in TV again. And you're telling me that Sean Payton is the most sought-after head coach in all of the NFL right now, as far as vacancies. You're telling me that Sean Payton, this guy who was a part of this thing, denied it, tried to cover it up, is back in the NFL. He's on Fox every day, and everybody goes, ooh, I like that guy. He's really good at football. You're telling me that that guy can coach, but John Gruden can't? Get the hell out of here. First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043. I like the idea of Jim Harbaugh more than Sean Payton because of all this stuff. And I started touching on it the last couple of weeks. And as we've ramped this up, and I know our guy Tanner, you know, of Good Morning NoCo, who will be back Monday, he's like, oh, we love Sean Payton. We want him back. And I'm like, then are you okay with what he did? Are you okay with him covering it up? And he's not alone. This isn't a knock on Tanner. He just wants a head coach to make this team better. I get it. I'm there too. And if he was a free agent, I'd be like, all right, let's at least talk about it. But Micah, I can't put that stuff away. I think everybody should get, like, I want to forgive people. I'm all about forgiveness.
Everybody deserves forgiveness.
Yes, you can forgive, but you don't necessarily, that doesn't mean you get your same opportunity back, though. So I can forgive Sean Payton. Like, what you did was wrong. Greg Williams, what you did was wrong. These players, what you guys did was wrong. Can you ask for forgiveness and be forgiven for that? Great. Yes, absolutely. Good luck with the rest of your life. We're good. We're all cordial to each other. You're a better person for it. Great. But the fact is, you managed a football team that was paying players to hurt Kurt Warner, to hurt Brett Favre, to hurt several players in the NFL. And you were, I mean, dude, this is all like, it's all 100%. Roger Goodell suspended Sean Payton for a year. More than, here we go again, more than Deshaun Watson got, though. Like, what's worse? Hurting players? Paying players to hurt people? Knowing that it's happening? Or what Deshaun Watson did? That's, again, don't get me started on that. We talked about it yesterday, whatever. I know we got to take a break here really quickly. But the fact is, there was a whistleblower in 2012. Saints defensive assistant, Mike Cirillo, he contacted the NFL. He told them about the bounty program after the 2009 postseason. He was released after the 2009 postseason for poor performance and lying about personal leave to the New Orleans Saints. Now, he testified. He kept track of the payments. He was the guy that kept track of the pledges made. He states in the article that he was angry for being let go from the Saints. That's why he was the whistleblower. And
that's why?
Oh, yeah. But it was all true.
Screw your morals then.
True. But then what did the NFL do? They hired him as director of football administration. So now he's the director of football operations at Princeton University. So, I mean, like, he's not the cleanest, you know, he's not the cleanest guy either, because he was just pissed because he got fired. But it's still true. It's all true. And I want to talk about that more on the other side. 11:42 the time. Michael, let's jump out real quick and get the latest on the local sports flash.
This is Clay Millen, quarterback for the Green and Gold, and you're listening to the whole show on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Welcome back into the show. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy. Now again, on Sean Payton, it is more Greg Williams. It was more Greg Williams. Greg Williams did it in Washington too. But he paid thousands. Like, this guy's crazy. This guy is insane. He paid thousands of dollars to players for aggressive play. He paid out as much as $8,000. They called them kill shots that knocked opposing players out of the game. Kill shots. Greg Williams, I, Michael, correct me if I'm wrong. I think the last time he was a coordinator was in 2020. But he was still allowed to coach in this league. Like, we preach player safety. This is what, listen, I said this yesterday. I love the NFL. I do. I love it to death. I can watch any game, any time, even the worst teams in the NFL. I can put that on and watch the whole thing through, and it's great. It's fantastic, whatever. But that's why they got us. They got us. They can do whatever the hell they want. They can say, hey, we are all about safety. But then they allow Greg Williams to be employed. And listen, I'm saying this like I do about college coaches. Sean Payton was in charge. Did he administer these bounty gates? It sounds like no. He wasn't the guy that was writing checks and giving cash out because Greg Williams was doing it in Washington. But he allowed it to happen, denied it, tried to cover it up, and then came back and everybody admitted that, yeah, it did happen. I mean, that's terrible. That's, you know, you got Patino at Louisville back in the day, who had the sex, they had the sex parties at the dorms. Patino claimed he didn't know anything about them, but he got fired because they said you were the guy in charge. How do you not know on campus in the dorms that one that was named after your relative? How do you not know there are sex parties to help incentivize players to come to your school? So, sorry, negligence doesn't count.
How many players have been banned for four games for, and I don't do the reefer, I don't do drugs of any kind, but smoking marijuana, for having marijuana in their bloodstream, for four games. But this jackwagon, like these jackwagons are allowed to come back. I'm sorry. That's completely hypocritical. And now they've reversed that policy, knowing, you know, how awful opioids are. Yeah. But still, it's like putting something in your own body versus hurting other people.
Another body. Yeah.
That's ridiculous. The NFL, as much as I love the NFL and as much as I love football, the NFL has so many of its priorities backwards.
That's what happens when you can do no wrong, though. I've talked about this, like Dan Snyder, who's probably going to be the former owner of the I almost slipped there, buddy. What are they? The Commanders?
The Commadres.
I just can't say it. I can't do it.
I wanted them to be the Congress, the Washington Congress.
So, you know, Snyder says he has stuff against the NFL that if he goes down, they're going down with him. Dude, bro, the only thing he could have, the only thing that would take the NFL down, is if they're fixing games. If that is something that is a truth, that we are actually fixing games, we're scripting it a little bit at least, that's the only thing. Nothing else will take the NFL down.
Can we bounty gate him?
Bounty gate, deflate gate, spy gate, Deshaun Watson situation, Ray Rice situation, all of those things, they won't touch the NFL. They'll do away with those guys, and we move right along. You know. I know I got a break here. People went right back into watching Browns games with Deshaun Watson. They just watched it. They're like, oh, this is disgusting. And then they just went, I wonder how many touchdowns he threw. I'm guilty of it, too. We're all hypnotized by it, bro. 11:51 the time. Let's take a quick break. We'll wrap up hour number one. On the other side, Mark Johnson, the voice of the Buffs, coming up. What's going on over there? What's going on over there in Boulder? Talk about it next.
KFKA is your no-go home of the Denver Broncos. Hear games and news around the team on Northern Colorado's voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Hey, everybody. This is former CSU running back Kyle Bell, and you are listening to my main man, Brady Hull, on The Hull Show. Do not turn your dial. Keep it right here.
Welcome back in to The Hull Show, powered by PDC Energy. That song, man, that gets me going. I love that song there. Hope you guys are staying safe out, if you're out and about today or whatever it is you're doing. Shout out to Micah, who's producing the show today, and Brian Gary, Angel jumping on a little bit. But you guys did a service today, bro. You guys were at it. You let people know you know, what the cancellation situation looked like. Brian was keeping people updated as far as the road closures. And I'm telling you guys, local, live and local radio is better than ever with this team that we have. And it was an amazing show today. I got to jump on a couple of times and just appreciate the work that our staff puts into this every single day. Everybody works so hard to bring you live and local radio. And, you know, I love this group. I love our staff. And, Michael, that goes for you too, man. That's probably the nicest thing I've ever said to you in my life, man. I don't know what it is. It must be the snow.
You're just saying it on the air.
Yeah.
You're saying it on the air. But when we get off the air, it's all abuse.
Off the air, it's like, Michael, you're terrible at what you do.
You're terrible. I'm going to put that down in writing.
I want your thoughts on this Sean Payton thing. I tweeted it out moments ago if you guys want to follow me, at Whole Show. I said, why is Sean Payton even allowed to coach? Like, let's just think about this. If we just start dissecting who he is he the worst guy in the world? No. But he did something. He allowed something bad to happen under his watch. And lied about it. Covered it up. That's who we want as our next head coach? Come on, Walmart. Come on, Greg Penner. Do a little more vetting than that. Let's get Dan Quinn or David Shaw. David Shaw, maybe. It's the Whole Show powered by PDC Energy. Lunch Rush coming up next.